From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 10th, 2017. That's the sound of water flowing in the South Fork Roanoke River in Montgomery County, Virginia. If you were under that flow on a rock, stick, leaf, or sediment on the stream bottom, who or what might be your neighbors? This week, a group of Virginia high school students gives us a quick lesson on that subject. Have a listen for about 20 seconds.
Black fly, crane fly, midge,
ripple beetle, water penny, helgramite,
mayfly, stonefly, caddisfly,
dragonfly, damselfly,
long snail,
gill snail.
You've been listening to the names of 13 kinds of aquatic organisms found in streams, lakes, or other freshwater habitats. The names were shouted out by students from Patrick County High School, located in Stuart, Virginia, during a visit to Virginia Tech on March 31, 2017. Collectively, the organisms are called macroinvertebrates. Macro, because they're large enough to be seen without a microscope, and invertebrates, because they don't have an internal backbone. Over 11,000 species of macroinvertebrates are known to inhabit fresh waters in North America, and many more species are found in marine waters. Some, like freshwater snails, are aquatic for their entire life cycle. Others, like many aquatic insects, emerge from water as adults. Aquatic macroinvertebrates are important components of biological communities, the term for interacting populations of different species within a given area and time. Within those communities, macroinvertebrates have various ecological roles, such as predators, like dragonflies, prey for fish, like many mayflies, consumers of algae off surfaces, like many snails, collectors of floating organic debris, like blackflies, or parasites, like some water mites. They also have various requirements or tolerances for different physical and chemical factors, such as temperature, the level of dissolved oxygen, and the level of pollutants. This, along with relatively limited movement, makes macroinvertebrates valuable for biological assessments of water quality and aquatic habitat. For example, freshwater Virginia streams without significant pollutants or other impairments typically have a diverse biological community with many different kinds of macroinvertebrates. In contrast, a stream with poor physical or chemical conditions will tend to have less diversity and may be dominated by the more tolerant kinds of organisms. Thanks to Patrick County High School students and the school's Dan River Basin Association Club for lending their voices and energy to this episode. As those students did at Virginia Tech, bring your curiosity and observation powers next time you visit a stream or other water body, and you just might have a biological community meeting with
aquatic macroinvertebrates.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.